Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A big thank you to former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley. It has been a big day, which means I am so very happy to be joined by my colleague Terry Barr for a little bit of what's good, local and overlooked in Wisconsin. We need to go off into the weekend despite all that is going on a positive note. And I'll just say this. We will, of course, return to what is happening in the political and legal news. There's going to be plenty of time to discuss in the coming days, weeks, and months. But one of the great acts of resistance, Terry, is to find joy, to find some happiness, and to rest and recuperate. And so I'm very thankful every Friday to have some joy with you and to share it with all of our great listeners. So with that, Terry, what you got for us this Friday
afternoon? Oh, let me lead that happiness resistance. Happy to do it with you, Maggie. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, another big piece of the news is really sports news this week. And, you know, everybody knows the NFL draft is in Green Bay. I have friends and relatives who are volunteering. Many are attending as well. And one of my cousins joked, I am here with more than 200,000 of my closest football friends. Yeah. But what we sometimes forget is all of the things happening around this big football crown in Green Bay. There are events, there is local food, there is local markets, just a chance for Green Bay and Wisconsin to show off a little bit. Well, here may be something that really went under the radar. We found out about this for our Max Inc. radio show. There is this little band in Appleton that goes by the name of Doozy.
Like doozy. As in that's a doozy of a band? Am I getting
Isn't
this right?
It great?
It is great.
So Doozy decides when they hear the NFL draft is going to be not just in Wisconsin, but in Northeast Wisconsin, they start the ball rolling. What do we do to write a song? What do we do to get to play at the draft? How do we put this all together? And they started working first with the Packers, then with the NFL. This little Appleton band is going to blow up because tonight, the song they wrote for the NFL draft, they're playing the entire thing for the first time on stage live for who knows how many people.
Oh, that is so good. Good for Doozy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. I snuck a sample. Well, I should say they snuck a sample to me. So we have a little bit of the song. Would you like to hear it?
Heck yes. Exclusive preview of the band Doozy, who will be performing live for the NFL draft tonight. Heck yes. Let's make some music news today.
Mountaintop, stand my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's storm, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing.
That is great. I'm going to be the last one standing, but probably a personal motto, maybe a motto yes. for the times, if you will, Terry. I love
it. I was thinking that as I'm listening because they wrote it as the idea of being able to overcome obstacles, of course, like a football player and like all these college kids just waiting for their name to be called. But hearing your show today, I related the song back to everything that you were talking about as well.
Oh, yes. It's amazing sometimes the intersections between pop culture and politics and all that is going on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that. And again, good for you, the band named Doozy. I love it.
And again, based in Appleton, playing the entire song live tonight for the first time at the NFL Draft in Green Bay. And then they have a couple of shows tomorrow all around Green Bay. So they'll be really jamming it out tomorrow if you happen to be in the city and want to check it out.
Yeah, I've definitely got some friends that headed up to Green Bay, brought their umbrellas for the draft. So maybe I'll drop them a little text, remind them, hey, you got to check out this band Doozy. They're around.
Yeah, have them go look. Oh my gosh. Well, and Maggie, I don't know if you knew all week, the crew in Green Bay, and I've been working with them, WGBW and WISS, we have been digging hard to really try to find things that are flying under the radar. So kind of like Doozy, we also found out that on Sunday, and I find this amazing that it's Sunday, because technically the draft ends on Saturday night. A lot of people, I'm sure, will be leaving the area, having to head home, get back to work, all that good stuff. But there's actually a flag football game in the works right now. It's happening on Sunday at noon in the 2000 block of Holmgren Way. There's a field there where they will be playing. And you're probably thinking, ah, whoop-de-doo, right? Wait till I tell you some of the names. Ready?
Please.
Okay. Fan favorites, because they're there for the draft. They agreed to stay and be part of this flag football team for the fans. We're talking people like Amon Green.
Oh, my goodness.
One of my favorites. Dorsey Levens. Remember Dorsey?
Yes, I do. Wow. My brain is now like, oh, yes, the old rosters.
I know. Clay Matthews, incredible. And
hi,
those
Clay,
are just
still
some.
Single. Hello. Just, I joke.
Oh, I guess you're going there on Sunday then.
Yes. Maybe a small change of plans.
Yeah. Here's the even better part. There's some kid flag football teams in Green Bay. Most of them are nonprofit, so they're supported by the community. A lot of these kids otherwise wouldn't get a chance to play. Well, the football players said, heck yeah, we're going to come in. We're going to play this game. Let's raise a little money so more kids can play flag football. Isn't that amazing?
I love it. Would it surprise you, Terry, that I have a funny flag football story?
Oh, no, it doesn't. How do I always know this? And we don't even talk about what we're going to talk about.
We do not prepare. Terry prepares. I just get to sit and wait to hear what she's talking about. I have no idea from week to week. So here's my funny flag football story.
Oh, good. I love this.
When anytime I move to a new place, I'll join all their rec leagues, the baseball, softball, whatever you get, golf, flag football. So I joined a flag football league when I was living in Chicago with a bunch of my friends from Marquette. Had a very, what I would call like good but laid back team. You know what I'm saying? Like we're there to have fun, have a little fellowship afterwards, maybe quaff a couple adult bevvies. This was not, let's show up and have this intense flag football thing. I was working a ton at the time, so it was a nice little release, something to look forward to. Yeah. We were in the harder division within the flag.
No.
Right, of course, within the, because we were good. We would win a lot of games, bunch of ex-athletes, has-been athletes. There was one team who was completely obnoxious, and everybody that plays in rec leagues knows who I'm talking about. Like, there's always one team that takes themselves and the games far too seriously. And there was a particular guy that played on this team who is basically a big, fat jerk. And it was a co-ed league, obviously. And part of the rules involved that in every four downs, at least one receiver had to be a woman, right? Because if you're playing co-ed, you get, let's involve the ladies.
Please.
Yes. Now, I got the ball more than once every four downs. I had receiver gloves. I was a big, tall target. This was fun for me. But the other team with this jerk of a guy would rarely, if ever, run these plays, and eventually we'd have to complain. And this guy in this one game, he was, of course, the quarterback, the big fat jerk, was lambasting every time he would throw to this one woman. I guess only one female showed up. She'd drop or wouldn't catch it, whatever. And he would literally berate this woman. So this is a long story and I apologize, but this was towards the end of the game. Oh yeah. Towards the end of the game. And I had just about had it. They had me line up to rush right on the line of scrimmage. So you got to count off the rush. And me and this other guy rushed. And I did not intend to do this. I swear on a stack of Bibles. I did not intend to do this. The guy's rushing and he was more concerned about him than he was me. And I eventually ended up being able to grab his flag, which is the equivalent of a sack, of course, right? I had so much animosity built up in my belly for this guy that by the time, you know, we're cutting around and I'm trying to get him, and by the time I got so close to him, my old rugby training had kicked in, and I did not grab this man's flag. I absolutely leveled him.
Oh, my God.
And got very abruptly kicked out of said used-to-be flag football game and got a stern talking to from the organizers of the league that, like, if this happens again, we're going to kick you out of the whole league and not let you return. Because this guy, it took him a little while to get up, Terry. I'm just saying, like, this is part of, I've always had the same motto. I do not like jerks and bullies. If you're a jerk and a bully around me, like, yep, you'll get marked, and that always applied on a playing field just as it does in real life, courtrooms, and in politics. That is not an avenue you want to go down. Of course, everyone on my team, and I would say there were a few people on the guy's own team that seemed pretty amused by the outcome there, like just desserts for that big jerk. It's no fun, even if you're playing in the most competitive of the divisions in a rec league, when somebody has to ruin it by taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if you're that good, what are you doing in a rec league?
Right.
Chill
right.
out.
Well, it had to feel a little gratifying, even though you knew you shouldn't do it and you got, you know, thrown out, but it still had to feel kind of good.
Of course it did. I honestly did not intend to tackle this guy. It was legitimately muscle memory, full combat memory from when I played, and just your muscle memory, body took over, brain was not functioning. It was just
and then you're like, what just
that's
happened?
My target, and I'm getting it, gosh darn it. And he sure did get it. Let's see here. Brian from Green Bay wondering if I got to the guy who I took out, if I got his phone number afterwards. No, Brian, I did not.
Brian. Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't really my type. I'll just jerks. Not really my type. Not my
thing. That's a funny question, though.
Yes, it is. Brian, we love you. Thanks so much. And thanks to you, Terry. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Enjoy
too,
the draft fun up in the Appleton Green Bay area.
Yep.
Folks, we'll be right back with some final thoughts on what has been, by any account, an eventful week in politics and the news. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.